Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pony Development Sync for February 14th, Valentine's Day in the year 2023. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. I'm your host, Joe McElvain. And if those others on the call would like to say their names so that people can associate a name to the voice, now's a good time for that.
Hi, I'm Sean Allen.
I'm Gord Tischer.
Adrian Boyko. Who's that?
I don't know if we have to speak these.
All right. Well, let's. Thank you. Let's get down to the agenda. So, so you closed that one as completed. So the only ticket we have in our auto-generated agenda for this week is issue ticket 557, consistency and operator aliasing function names. This is a ticket that was created a long time ago, 2016. And there was a new comment added to it. And I believe, the new comment was added by Dante here. This is a mention of what the syntax for defining an operator function looks like in Swift, just to add to some of the other brainstorming that was in this issue ticket related to other languages.
Yeah. Could have to expand on what I said in that. How Swift does it, is it waits until after the initial syntax parsing does not resolve operator operators as a tree instead of as a list of expressions, and then waits until just before type checking to actually resolve it into a tree, because you don't know the precedence of all the operators involved until then.
Right, they could have different precedents. And actually, in Pony, precedence is mostly issued, although not entirely. We have things like the assignment operator, which implicitly has a lower precedence than most other operators. All the other operators, or rather, there's a big group of operators which all have no precedence, and Pony asks you to add parentheses if it encounters them. Partially to avoid that problem, right?
A glorious and wonderful thing.
Yes, it's mostly glorious and wonderful. it certainly simplifies understanding what's going on as a reader. That's great. Let's see. I think at the time when it was discussed, I was suggesting in 2016 just to use the OP underscore prefix on everything instead of just some things, or to possibly turn them all into their symbol form. But that would be trickier on the parser. But there's just lots of discussion in this ticket. Anybody else have things they want to add here in the sync call?
I always thought that doing the op for them all seemed like a reasonable thing to me. But also, I'm not that horribly bothered by the lack of consistency.
Yeah,
there's a nice property with not having an op, and that you sort of can be completely naive as to how it's done, and you'll probably write an operator like add or plus by chance, and that everything will just sort of work. Or probably better examples like eek.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, I think you still like would have to guess, like, is it equal? Is it eek? Is it is equal to? Or is it like, you know, can I actually define it as a symbol, like fun, and then probably some quotes around it, in my opinion, and then the symbol itself. I mean, that, yeah. To me, like, EQ is not the first thing I think of when I think of the equal sign, if I were just kind of naively guessing about how to define that function.
It would be the one I think of, but you know, yeah, that doesn't really mean anything. Like, there are plenty of things that I would guess the wrong thing for. So,
yeah,
I feel like at this point we should close this one though and say that if somebody has interest in this, they should go through an RFC, because at one point we had turned into RFC, and then for some reason I got removed. When we removed that as a label, I bet this one was missed and it didn't get caught, because this, anything for this should be an RFC, right? It meets the definition. So
yeah, and it doesn't really fit the definition of like the good first issue and help wanted, because that implies like there's already consensus and it just needs somebody to do it.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what I was thinking in 2020. It was probably because I was going, in 2020, I went through and I removed Complexity Beginner, right? Mm-hmm. And added Good First Issue to all of those. And I probably at that point, I did all of them at once. So honestly, I wasn't always paying the closest of attention with each thing.
Right. Yeah. It's a lot of tickets to sort through.
Yes.
I'm wondering when the beginner-friendly thing got added. Because, like, I see that you removed beginner-friendly and added good first issue and enhancement, but I'm not seeing where beginner-friendly got added, which is interesting.
Oh, no. We removed it at some point. Oh, yes, you're right. That's a wonderful, I don't know.
Because that possibly would have been the first mistake to, like, tag that. Like, I don't know. But depending on how you do this, this is not beginner friendly, right? Like, if you do what Dante mentioned, you know, like if you wanted to have like, you know, dynamic precedence, sort of, it's not dynamic, it's still static, but delayed precedence resolution, like that would be a big compiler change. Lots of not beginner friendly at all, right? So yeah, perhaps that was the first labeling mistake that cascaded into the rest. Anyway, yeah, all right. So Sean has marked it as, or I believe you are marking it as, this should be an RFC if somebody's interested in this.
Yep.
Okay. I'm just going to remove the good first issue and help wanted labels because they weren't applicable. And that takes us through our auto-generated agenda. Does anybody have topics to raise for discussion while we're here together?
Just noting that there's a lot of closed issues with discussed during sync label. Like, since you didn't mention that at the beginning, are closed issues supposed to have discussed during sync?
No, they're not supposed to. The bot is supposed to remove them, but possibly they're leftovers from before the bot was doing that, or before the bot was doing it properly. So at some point,
there's still some issues with discussed during sync that are closed.
They're almost assuredly from before the bot. At one point, we manually added and removed them. And it's also possible that, you know, every now and then you hit a rate limit with something like that from GitHub, so the bot might not run for a particular thing. But yeah, you know,
I can quickly run through those and remove the label just for cleanliness purposes.
Yeah, like at least one of them got the label from that because there was a message after it was closed pointing what issue it now was.
Does the agenda bot show closed things that have the discuss during sync?
Okay. Nope.
Okay, so if somebody comments on a closed issue, it will get the label. And it won't ever get the label removed unless someone removes it by hand. Okay.
But I mean, all of these are from like 2 years ago, and I'm going to pull that label off now.
I'm doing it. You don't need to do it.
Oh, I already did it.
Okay. You did it to all of them?
Uh-huh.
How did you do that? Okay, never mind. You don't need to tell me. You must have had an automated way to do it. That's great, because I was going to sit through and do that all by hand. So thank you.
Oh, they changed the interface, and it doesn't do that anymore. Oh my!
Oh, I just there closed we go. All my no. tabs.
Okay. Oh no, there we go. No, it just it
takes some time.
That looks like a caching issue. I don't know, or a error that didn't happen. Anyway, they're
the lovely eventual consistency. Okay. All right. Any other topics people want to raise for discussion? I have a thing that I'm assigned to, which I have not worked on this week, but I would like to, which is helping with the vendored clang. Yeah. I have not come back to this yet. Just mentioning that, and I'm sorry.
I probably won't be triggering anything for probably a month on the Pony C repo, because there's not a lot of things that are for me there right now that are small, and I have a big work project thing going on where this week is huge, and then the next 2 weeks are awful big as well. So that I've mostly been picking off smaller things, like you know, progressively doing little to-dos in the Postgres driver one, which released a very early first version for. And I'm also going to be spending some time adding more stuff to the GitHub REST API, which the first version was released over the weekend for, to make it so that all of our CI things, which are in Python, can be rewritten to be in Pony.
Very nice.
Those are very close for the most part. There's one of them, the Pony Sync helper, I think, can already be done to reuse the GitHub REST API. I'm going to use it as a first step on one of the search things, and that would probably inform some of the stuff that's needed for the Python CI ones. So yes, so I don't expect to be generating a lot of disgust during sync things for the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay. Anybody have other topics to raise, questions about Pony? Otherwise, we could adjourn.
Quickly, nobody here is in the maintainer list for next packages for Pony C, right, other than myself?
Nope, not me.
Okay,
not me.
All right, it was worth a try. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm oblivious to most things next, whether fortunately or unfortunately.
I need a review from another maintainer, so I figured I'll ask. I'll chase someone down. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm the only other person who uses Nix amongst the group here, right?
Can I interest you in becoming a maintainer?
Sure.
Sweet, thanks. All right, can you drop me your GitHub ID, and I'll do it. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, tell me.
Jason Carr Zero.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a Jason Carr on GitHub that has a single repository that they made 6 years ago, and that's the only thing that's ever done on that account. So GitHub will not let me have it.
Okay. Are you a maintainer in Nix at all?
Yeah, I am actually. I think it's listed as Jason Carr.
C-A-R or C-A-R-R?
Double R.
Double R.
Or you can find I am a maintainer on the LessPass CLI as well, if you want to. That's But I think it's not Jason Carr zero because I was too salty about the zero.
All right. Anything else people want to discuss here? Well, with that said, have a great week, everyone. Thanks for those who attended and those listening along to the recording. We'll see you next week. Bye.